Welcome to this audio introduction to Collapsible by Margaret Perry, directed by Thomas Martin. Collapsible is presented by High Tide and Ellie Keel Productions in association with the Bush Theatre and is performed in the Studio Theatre at the Bush. Matinee performances are at 2:45 on Wednesdays and Saturdays and evening performances at 7:45. The performance lasts for approximately 1 hour with no interval, and audience members who leave the auditorium cannot be readmitted. This short introduction will also be played in the theatre 15 minutes before the start of the matinee performance on Saturday the 7th of March. Please ask for a headset at the box office. Please be advised, this production contains strong language, themes of depression, references to domestic abuse and allusions to suicide. The author, Margaret Perry, has included the following quote in the programme. A woman who lived well, lived well, lived well, lived on the uppermost layer of the sands of the world, and the sands had never caved in beneath her feet, until, without warning, there was the loud sound of something solid that suddenly crumbles. Clarice Lispector, The Passion, according to G.H. Here's some information about the play. Essie's lost her job. Her girlfriend's left, but she's all right. Except lately she feels more like a chair than a person. One of those folding chairs, solid 1 minute, and then... Collapsible is a piece for one actor who plays a young woman called Essie. During the action, she recalls several other characters. One of them appears very briefly at the end of the play. We enter the studio to find a dimly lit room with dark walls. The audience is seated on three sides of the small acting area, which is only about 2 metres square. The floor of it's covered with a crumbling substance spread underfoot like an uneven layer of black ash. From the edges of the square, spaced unevenly, three ominous-looking black spikes over a metre long protrude out of the floor, leaning slightly inwards. Each spike has a sharply pointed end, which is just visible in the dark shadows above the acting area. Essie is already in place, picked out in a stark spotlight. She appears to be hovering in mid-air, but is in fact sitting in the centre of the space on a piece of concrete. It's supported on a single pedestal, about a metre high. The concrete block is about 50 centimetres square and 20 centimetres thick, but has a broken edge as if it's part of a demolished building. There's a thin layer of dust on the surface of the block. Essie's a young woman in her late 20s with a fair complexion. Her thick, dark, curly hair is tucked back behind her ears. She has naturally red lips and challenging blue eyes under arching eyebrows. She's wearing a simple sleeveless white top with a V-neck and a red skirt. Essie is barefoot and is sitting with her legs crossed in the lotus position. When she eventually moves, we realise that her skirt is actually calf-length trousers or culotte with very wide legs. At first she appears to be meditating, her hands held lightly on her knees, her eyes half closed. Then she stretches back her neck, revealing a long white throat, and gently turns her head from side to side as if she's relieving tension. She flexes her shoulders, gently rotating them. She does not acknowledge our presence, but remains in a world of her own. As she begins to talk, her movements vary. At times, Essie seems confident, and a smile plays on her lips as she recalls a particular incident. At other times, she looks uncomfortable and rocks backwards and forwards, clutching her knees, hunching her shoulders. Despite the small area of movement available to her, she's very physical. She crouches or kneels, at one point even sprawling on her back over the concrete block, her head upside down, her arms and legs hanging down over the edge as if she's trying to make herself as uncomfortable as possible. When she recovers herself and sits back up, she idly flicks dust from the surface of the concrete block or lets it trickle through her fingers down onto the black floor below. Essie's recollections cover a long period of time. During the performance, scene transitions are marked by a sharp sound, like a clap. Cast and production credits. Essie is played by Breffni Holohan, Derek by Omar Ibrahim, Sound design is by John McLeod. Lighting by Alex Fernandez. Collapsible was designed by Alison Naber and directed by Thomas Martin. More information about this and future audio-described productions is available from the Theatre Box Office, who will be happy to assist.